This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the third hour of Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever is on your mind. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. With you here tonight, it's Ian,
Mike,
and Will.
We're going to go back to your phone calls and thoughts here, but we're talking about a financial dominatrix. Now, this is something that I don't think, I mean, we've talked about a lot of stuff on Free Talk Live over the years. In fact, years ago, we actually interviewed a dominatrix on the air, like a real one, one that actually had a dungeon and like.
But a financial dominatrix, isn't that really a person's wife?
No, in this case, it is a total stranger that that men online will give thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars to, will give her access to their bank accounts in some cases, and basically allow her to tell them how much money to give to her, and apparently they get off on it. So so we've talked about dominatrixes in the past, but like real life ones that have whips and, you know, they'll tie down business executives or whatever.
If she was really providing value, she'd be giving them good financial advice as well to do with the money that she lets them keep.
Well, know? That's just the thing. These guys are people that have so much money, you know, it doesn't really matter to them, obviously. Although she's got different sort of price ranges as far as the people that end up giving her money. We'll tell you more about what she does here in moments. And first we go to your calls and thoughts, though. We've got Dick. He's in Alaska. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dick.
Hey, Ian. What's the Bitcoin cash price right this minute?
Oh, that's interesting. Actually,
it is $3,600.50.
Yeah, I finally found a, thanks to Will, I finally found a nice live ticker for Bitcoin Cash. It's a site called TradingView.com, because I've been looking for that, and I hadn't found one yet. So, anyway, yeah, there you go. Almost $4,000. Not quite, but $3,500-ish, $3,600.
So it dropped a little. It sounded like it dropped a little bit from last night.
It's been oscillating. It was down as low as 3,400 earlier today, and yeah. It just picked up to 3,673.
Yeah, it peaked up at around 4,200 late last night. So yes, you're correct. It's on the way down.
Well, we'll see what happens.
Were you calling for more than just a price update? Because I would hope that people will call National Talk Radio for more than that.
We're going to start charging for those kind of quotes.
Well, you know, Ian, maybe someone else needs a price update out there, and they were just too nervous to call, so maybe I'm doing them a favor.
Do you want to share how you feel about, you know, Bitcoin Core versus Bitcoin Cash? Do you have an opinion on that?
I prefer Bitcoin Cash just solely because the block size, and I think it has a better philosophy behind it. It seems like Bitcoin Core is going in the wrong direction, and as you've mentioned, it seems broken. So if they don't fix it, I don't think long-term it has much viability.
Yeah.
I've heard people, even educated people, describe it as a store of wealth, whereas other currencies would be transfers of wealth, I think is the terminology they use. And to me, that doesn't make any sense why you'd store. If you had the choice, I would always prefer to store my wealth somewhere where it was easily transferable.
Right. And that's one of, the concerns for a lot of people with Bitcoin these days is they're worried that if they try to get out, that they won't be able to, because when there's a rush for the exits, the fees will escalate even more than they already are. And right now, you're looking at over a $30 median fee right now to send your typical Bitcoin transaction. If all of a sudden there's a big crash in the price and people are trying to sell, you're not going to be able to get on Coinbase.
That will just finally force Core maybe to fork it and allow some scaling to be implemented.
Could be, but unfortunately, it might be a little too late for them at that point. Dick, anything else you want to share tonight?
Yeah, what's the price of Bitcoin Core?
About 16,600. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. Chris Reitman, who's our Thursday night co-host, if he were here right now, I'm sure he would be going off on the fact that the gentleman there, Dick, called Bitcoin Core broken. This is the big. I agree, and this is the big discussion he and I have been having. Is that hey, he thinks it's bad to say that it's broken because you want to only say like positive things about cryptocurrency, and I get where he's coming from. You know, he's the one dealing with the public, although I do too. I promote cryptocurrency in the public, and I promote it to local business owners and things like that. But I don't think that being dishonest, and I'm not saying he's being dishonest, but I just don't feel like I'm being honest enough if all I'm saying is, yeah, you should buy Bitcoin. No, you shouldn't buy Bitcoin if you don't buy less than, or, you know, if you're going to buy less than $100 worth because of the fees. It's incumbent upon us to explain to people what these fees are and why, you know, they're bad.
Well, it's all a matter of what's your intended use. If you're buying it to spend it, the fees are crazy.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But if you're buying it to hold it, the fees are, you know, it's not that big of a deal. You know, it depends on how
it goes up in value.
If it goes up in value. And I think that I don't know anybody who actually understands Bitcoin who doesn't believe it's not going to go up in value. It's going to go up. Just by how much, how quickly is the real question. And, you know, how much volatility between now and then.
I mean, you don't know. It could fail tomorrow. Probably won't, but it could. I mean, anything's possible.
You know, the sweet meteor of doom could hit Earth tomorrow.
That's true.
You know,
that is also possible.
That's exceedingly unlikely.
Right. And you probably would see that one coming. I would hope somebody would notice that. Richard is on the line in Mojave Valley, Arizona, listening to K-Talks. Hello, Richard.
Hi. I was wondering, in our area here, they've got these little storefronts where you can buy and sell the precious metal stuff, the gold and silver and platinum and miscellaneous. Do they have the same thing with Bitcoin?
Storefronts? Like physical storefronts?
Yeah.
There's one store in New Hampshire called the Bitcoin Shop where you can actually buy and sell Bitcoin. There are some other places that have Bitcoin vending machines in them, and many of those will only allow you to buy. They will not allow you to sell. So yes and no, I guess, is the answer. It depends is the answer.
Well, I was just wondering that, you know, is there a way to research it and find out if they have addresses somewhere, or do they just don't exist?
So in the world of cryptocurrency, you're more likely to have success online as far as buying and selling cryptocurrency like Bitcoin or Bitcoin Cash or Dash or one of these other ones. There are online exchanges, which, Will, you're actually having some fun with one of those exchanges right now during the breaks. That you can go to. These are sort of the online digital equivalents of what you're talking about, a store where people could come and trade these currencies. In the case of the online exchange, though, there's not as much of a limitation in space. You can have thousands of people on these sites as long as they're not crashing like Coinbase or Kraken does. But, you know, if they've got their S together as far as their tech is concerned, then they can handle thousands of trades going on at any given moment. And so that's the way that most of these cryptocurrencies are traded. It's much less common to find two human beings meeting in person and trading cryptocurrency. It happens, and there are websites like localbitcoins.com that will actually help you meet people that are willing to meet you in a physical reality and purchase and or sell bitcoins to or from that person.
I always was very paranoid about meeting people that way.
They could rob you.
Yeah.
In theory. Well, you could meet them in public places, and there are safety measures.
And I've used it, but I've always gone there armed. You know.
Sure. You're in New Hampshire. Why wouldn't you?
The feds.
So, Richard, I don't know. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, that's fine. I appreciate it. Thank you for your time.
Hey, no problem. And there's all kinds of help and forums and things like that on cryptocurrencies online. So definitely start, you know, looking online. Of course, you can always go to the Free Talk Live forum at forum.freetalklive.com. We even have cryptocurrency subforums there because people, they do want to talk about this stuff. Thank you, Richard, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you, although not everybody does. Some people don't like it when we talk about cryptocurrency here on Free Talk Live, and it's just like, well, sorry, because, you know, some people do like it, and ultimately, I do the show that I want to be listening to, that I'm interested in hearing, and if you don't like talk about cryptocurrency, well,
call on up and
you're
going to
be
topic,
our number
you know?
One listener yeah. at the yeah. beginning of the year.
Yeah. You can always call in and bring up anything else, but if you just can't stand it at all, then, well, you know, there's plenty of other shows out there that don't care about cryptocurrency and don't want to know anything about it. There's more coming up. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Called it elephant skin. It was rough, wrinkly, like a Brillo pad.
His hair was falling out in clumps.
Petey stopped eating and all his hair fell out.
Our golden retriever, Sundance, scratched incessantly. There was hair all over.
DINOVITE.com.
It's 859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Within 2 weeks, the shedding slowed down to almost none. The scratching went away after a few days, and Sundance's coat was starting to get shiny and glossy.
It's a 180 turnaround. His skin has cleared up. He's not in pain.
If your dog has shedding, dry skin, excessive scratching due to Dynavite,
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000. Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at dash.org.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Attention, type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You dial toll-free. Bring up up anything that you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we will not be financially dominating you. If you want to donate to the show, though, you are welcome to do that. We were talking about financial dominatrixes. We'll get back into what this lady does and how she's able to make just apparently over $1 million in cryptocurrency alone by treating men badly, which is what they want her to do.
Give us your butt coins or else.
Yeah, apparently. Was that a thing, butt coin? I'm sure it is. There's over 1,000 different cryptos out there. So we'll tell you more about her and what she does.
You can find over 1,300 of them just on CoinMarketCap.
Yep, that's right. So we'll tell you more about her, and you can share your thoughts with us on whatever's on your mind at 855-450-FREE, like freedom, as we continue with the story from MarketWatch.com. Her name is Theodora, and she is a financial dominatrix online. She doesn't have to actually meet these guys. She doesn't have to have a dungeon that she ties them up in with whips and chains or anything like that. No, she's just online with a cell phone and a laptop. And if you want to actually talk to her, she'll charge you $69 a minute. If you just want to sit on the phone with her and have her not talk to you, she'll charge you $25 a minute for that. Some guys will pay over $100,000 to her and give her full access to their bank accounts. According to Deborah Kaplan, who's a financial therapist, not to be confused with a financial dominatrix, said financial dominatrixes are considered a consensual form of release for many people, especially men in high-powered jobs. Quote, there are many people who feel it's an exploitative relationship, but ask most submissives if it's exploitative, and they will say it's not. They are willingly engaging in this. She added that sex workers switching to Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies for payment is just the natural progression of the field, noting that the sex industry often drives innovation. Think porn films and the evolution from the VCR to streaming. Cryptocurrencies and blockchain technology, she said, will find its way into our economy anyway, and this is just one avenue. Quote,
this is how you keep Jerry Springer from accidentally paying a hooker with a check.
Was that a thing? Did that happen?
That actually happened,
wow.
Yes.
I missed that one. Theodora claims to be the first dominatrix to create a hive of crypto followers, but she said many women are now attempting to follow in her footsteps. I bet they are. MarketWatch spoke with the unlikely crypto investor on how she pays her bills and what she thinks about the future of crypto. Question to Theodora, how long have you been working as a financial dominatrix? She says it's been around 8 years, but my online presence is quite recent. I was doing really well with a very niche clientele, but now I have the ability to make it more mainstream. Thanks to social media, I can reach people who wouldn't previously dare to delve into financial domination, but now they can try it to some extent.
Oh my God, how many Bitcoin millionaires do we know that are like getting freaky on the low with this chick?
When did you decide to start taking cryptocurrency? MarketWatch asks. She says, in this business of domination, it's common for dominatrixes to take crypto payments. We cannot take PayPal because they blacklist sex workers. I've been making my clients mine for me for a couple of years.
Dang.
So she literally tells these dudes who are
so
we've got Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
She's having them mine for her. And that means that they're using their computer equipment to round-the-clock generate cryptocurrency that then flows into her wallet. So they're spending the money on the hardware, on the power bill. They're taking care of the server setup. You know, if they know how to do it themselves or they're hiring somebody to do it, they're going, you know, go to pool.bitcoin.com. You can start your own Bitcoin miner there. And then she just gives them her address.
I'll take the computer for you.
Now, and if I'm getting this correctly, they're doing all this, and they're not getting any Nubian.
No.
Sorry.
She won't even talk to them. She won't even talk to them. All she says is, you need to set up an Ethereum miner for me right now. You know?
Do they have a safe word?
Right? Is there a point where I can be like, oh my God, you've drained my wallet too much?
So MarketWatch asks, what is your crypto slave farm? She says, it's a little tool where people use the resources of your computer to mine cryptocurrency for me from a distance. So even though it might be a tiny amount, I have quite a lot of traffic on my website, so it adds up nicely. Question, how do you make money in cryptocurrency? She says, I take donations and I also have people mining for me. I take a lot of geek clients who like new technology, and they were really excited when I taught them how to build a mining rig for me so they could mine 24/7 from their home. for her, not for their own benefit. Yeah, here's her update from her. She's got a Twitter at the only Theodora. New, join my crypto slave farm. Want to serve me financially but can't afford exorbitant tributes? And then she's got a website where you can go and get yourself set up to mine cryptocurrency for
her. So she's like a dominatrix, but they took all the fun stuff out.
I hope. It's off to work we go.
What other kinds
Why not just get married, yo? I mean, if I want to spend money and not get laid.
What other kinds of cryptocurrencies do you own? She says, I have 7 or 8 different currencies. I like. I see it a bit like play money and try to adjust to which is growing the most. If you anticipate growth, that's where it will become interesting. Everyone's now interested in Bitcoin because the growth has become exponential, and soon it will be too high for individuals to invest in, so you have to invest in others. I think it's smart, she says, to have diverse portfolios of currency. Meaning, she to have the diverse portfolio. You don't get it, little man.
Right?
You gotta hand it all over to her.
Maybe she needs to be financially dominated by, like, a trading gurus.
Well, who knows what she's into?
For real.
But here's another question from Market Watch. Do you cash out your crypto or do you hold it? She says, I hold it, but it depends on the currency. I have my favorite currencies that I'm betting on. Bitcoin could crash in 2 days. You don't know what's going to happen. So if you have enough to invest in smaller currency, you should. She says, for me, it's play money. You have to bet on several currencies. Well, of course it's play money because you didn't earn it. You know?
Really, yeah.
You didn't actually go out there and do anything for it. You're pretty and you've got, you know how to use social media. So good for you, man. I'm glad that people can make money like this these days. It's amazing. What your new economy is.
You're going to see a lot more of this, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially if this news story gets out there, everybody is going to want to get in on this. How do you decide what to invest in? Do you have a background in finance? She says, funnily enough, I learned via my clients because lots of them are high-profile businessmen, so they know about money.
It's digital cuckolding. That's what it is.
Except nobody else. Well, they don't get to watch her have sex either, right? Isn't
well,
that
I mean,
what
there's different forms of cuckolding. Like I used to date a girl who had a guy that like he wanted her to put stick pins in his scrotum and stuff. And, like, she got paid per
Wait, that's
pin.
Cuckolding? I thought the cuckold was somebody who gets off on their lover having sex with somebody else.
I just thought it was a guy who was into being abused by women, either in some sort of fashion,
it's
either psychologically or...
That's just a sub.
Okay, well, or somebody who is a...
So they're digital submissives.
A masochist, I guess? No. Yeah. So sadist is the person who deals it out. Yeah. Masochist takes it.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not into any of it.
Yeah, me neither. Market Watch asks, how do you decide what to do with your client's money? She says, relinquishing control from them is not just them paying me. It's me holding their credit card, having access to their bank accounts, and determining how much they need to live and how much I can take from them. I need to put them right on the limit. The point of financial domination isn't about taking everything they have and leaving them on the street. The fetish is controlled and consensual, she says.
As long as it's consensual, I guess.
The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. There's two more questions for the financial dominatrix. We'll share her answers with you here in moments. And you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. But join us on the phones, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Have you ever been financially dominated that you consented to? We'd love to hear about it if you want to talk about it.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Bring up what you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, and the Skype username here is lrn.fm. Joining you in the studio tonight is me, Ian.
Mike and Will.
A little bit more here on the financial dominatrix, but first, Will, you wanted to promote something tonight. Your show.
Yeah, man. I mean,
the Call to Freedom.
For all those people out there that are, you know, you don't like listening to Free Talk Live, if they talk about cryptocurrency, this show's not for you.
Your show, you mean?
Yeah, the new show is not for you. We're moving to prime time, so we'll be on 4 to 7. We'll be on live right before Eastern. Free Talk Live, Eastern time. And it's going to be a whole different kind of thing. Yeah, Monday through Friday. Basically, what we're going to be doing, we're going to be having some of the heavy hitters from all across the cryptocurrency and cryptography industries. We're going to be bringing developers for new and up-and-coming ICOs, new up-and-coming coins. We're going to be bringing people from the investment industry, and we're going to do, like, you know, call in political talk for a couple of hours, mm-hmm. but in the middle of the day, we're going to have a crypto hour. It's going to be brought to you by the BitPlus Network. And we're going to devote that hour every day. We're going to have a guest on from somewhere in the cryptography community. It could be somebody who's working on new security software. It could be somebody that's working on hardware wallets. It could be, I mean, you name it. whatever weird little coin you're into, we're probably going to have one of their developers or promotional team on. We're also going to be giving away free currencies.
Are you just going to be pimping these coins, or are you going to ask tough questions?
So we're going to be asking tough questions. We actually have my co-host is the founder of CryptoCurrencyCheck.org, which is an inside the community, basically like a rating system, like a Yelp for ICOs, cryptocurrencies. And the idea is, because you have such a huge influx of new investors in the crypto community, you're going to have, when there are these scams, you're going to have calls for government regulation. So what Aria's idea is why don't we regulate ourselves as a cryptocurrency community? Why don't we, volunteer-based within the community, find a way to rate these coins, warn one another about these scams and stuff when we find them, and keep a compiled log of all this stuff on a website that she calls CryptoCurrencyCheck.org.
I'm looking at it right now.
And we will be, she'll be interviewing. Like, she's a tech savvy.
She knows her stuff.
And she is going to be asking we actually, we're joking amongst ourselves, how many of these developers for these scam coins are we going to actually be able to get to come on the air after we tear, like, three of them apart on live radio?
Yeah, sure.
You know, it's like, how it's going to get around that, you know, if you're a scam or you're a crap coin, then you should stay away from the Call to Freedom if they invite you to come on the air, because they will pick you apart. But we're going to be giving away coin. We're going to be giving away Vertcoin, one of our sponsors. Every week, we're going to be giving away a big Vertcoin prize. You just listen for the shower sound, and boom, call in to the LRN hotline, and bam, there you go. You get the prize.
Okay.
We're also going to have tokens, ICO tokens, BitPlus tokens, Dogecoin, InsaneCoin, MinCoin, like all these different smaller coins. We're going to be giving away Electronium. And, you know, sometimes we'll be just giving away butts, you know. Or butt coins.
Is that really a thing? I mean,
yeah,
you guys joked about
really
that earlier.
Thing. And then there's also useless Ethereum token. We may buy a few million UETs to give away. So, like, you may call in and get 5,000 UETs, and you may call in and get $20 worth of Dash. You never know. And the sponsors of the show are going to be the ones who actually...
there's no butt coin on CoinMarketCap.
Well, I've got Buttcoin right here. I've got their website open. It's called thebuttcoinfoundation.org.
If it ain't on CoinMarketCap, it doesn't exist.
It's a bunch of crybabies. Well, I've got stuff that I can trade on HitBTC that's not on CoinMarketCap. So there's tokens on HitBTC that aren't on CoinMarketCap. So
coming up early January.
Starting January 8th. Basically, we're going to do our New Year's Eve show, and it's going to be a little bit different. We're going to bring a bunch of people on.
You're on Sunday nights now. So
that is correct. And we'll be moving from Sunday night to the primetime slot. We'll be broadcasting live from our Vertcoin studio, as Vertcoin will be one of our new sponsors. And their promotion of the whole concept of any man can mine, the decentralized mining idea that any joker with a gaming computer and an NVIDIA card can actually mine coin in their house in their spare time. And also
you can do it for Theodora, too, if you want. She'll take the mining proceeds.
Yeah, exactly. You can get into that if you want to. and we'll also be our Crypto Hour will be sponsored by BitPlus Network, which is a new POS system that came up with the idea that instead of pitching, hey, you can accept Bitcoin to businesses, they would pitch the idea of, hey, we'll make your credit card systems work better. Oh, and as an added feature, you're also able now to take cryptocurrencies.
It's a whole point of sale system that they're pitching to people.
Instead of just a cryptocurrency,
so you're
going to
learn a lot more about all of those situations and sponsors on the Call to Freedom coming up in January. Stay tuned to LRN.FM because we'll be talking more about it as it gets closer. And just a couple more questions here for the financial dominatrix. This is a lady who is literally paid by guys who are supposedly high rollers, big, you know, money guys who have a lot of influence. They might be heads of industry. They've just got more money than they know what to do with, apparently. And so they want to be told what to do with it. They want to have this woman that they've never met before go into their bank accounts, send her their credit cards, and then she just decides how much money to take. And in fact, here's the question from MarketWatch about that question. Do you have to budget for your clients then? Because she explains that they are relinquishing control to her and she must put them right on the limit between how much they need to live and how much she can take from them. She decides. She says it does involve a lot of budgeting. I have to ask them how much their mortgage is, how much they go out, and if it's too often, maybe we can cut out those expenses. Sometimes they realize they were spending on very futile things, and they thank me for it. And the final question for Theodora, the financial dominatrix, is what's the biggest risk in the future of Bitcoin? She says, I'm a little wary of what's happening with net neutrality and regulation. Not sure what that has anything to do with Bitcoin. But going on, she says, if they regulate Bitcoin, we may have to buy more Litecoin or Monero. It's moving all the time, so you always have to think ahead. As long as people are creative with crypto and business in general, they're going to be fine. So there's your advice from the financial dominatrix. As we go to somebody who is on the line here in Pennsylvania, he's Ricky in the Commonwealth.
Ricky. Go ahead, Ricky.
How'd you like to be told what to do by a lady who you give all your money to?
Well, first of all, nobody should tell anybody what to do in a relationship. Second of all,
some people are into that, though, Ricky.
Isn't your credit union telling you what to do, Ricky?
I'm a gentleman, so, I mean, some people like domination to each their own. You know, I believe in an equal partnership. And, you know, if you got to give a little more sometimes, that's all right. 50-50, 60-40, whatever. You know how it is.
So what were you calling about tonight?
Well, I wanted to talk to Will C., if I may. I had a couple questions for him. And
all right, let's have one. We'll start with one question, and if it's something that is coherent, maybe we'll let you have a second one. So go ahead with your first question.
Well, the first question is, in his own words, I wanted to know, you know, as far as I know, he's a Muslim, I guess. So
yep.
I wanted to know, you know, exactly, as a Muslim, there are different types of views. In his own words, you know, before I ask the second question, you know, what exactly, specifically, his views are when it comes to being a Muslim, what kind of Muslim he is.
What kind of Muslim are you, Will Coley, from Muslims for Liberty?
That's actually kind of a heck of a question to unpack. If you went to, like, your Salafi types, like, you're like, women need to be in their own side of the mosque, and, like, how long your pant legs and beard are the most important thing on earth, like, they would call me a Sufi. If I went to the average Sufi, though, they would call me a Salafi. And if I went to the average Shia, because basically what I do as a convert who doesn't really, who sees all these different conflicts between the different sects from the outside,
yep.
I don't really see myself as really relating to any one of them. I see them all as kind of falling away from the path that, like, they all became so concerned with not being like each other that they left that middle way.
And
so
you
to
can
speak.
See the differences between
well, I
them.
Just I see a lot of it as like, okay, you guys decided to venerate these people past the point they were supposed to be, and the other side did the same thing. So you're both kind of wrong.
Yep. Okay.
And you're both kind of right.
Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash.
Thanks for the call, Ricky. I appreciate it. The toll free number here is 855-450 free like freedom. There's more coming up on Free Talk Live.
Happy the rescue dog. He was missing hair, stinky, scabby. But I have a vet that I trust, and she recommended Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Mega fish oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I'm Mark Edge. I'm a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. Plus, you don't even have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs.
Katie Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at katiearmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at catiarmor.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Julia Taransky, Dana Martin, Juan Juan Galt, Adam Kokesh, Carrie Bedler, Vit Yedlaika from the Freedom Project that they've got going on that I'm now spacing out on what it is called, Liberland, there you go, and Sterling Lujan from Bitcoin.com is going to be there as well, plus live music from Jordan Page, Backwards, Rob, Hustle, and more. It's all happening February 15th through the 18th. You get 10% off of the tickets by using code FTL. It's 10% off the regular ticket price over at anarchapulco.com, where they're making anarchy great again. And your ticket price includes Cryptopulco, which will be the final day on the 18th. So that's included in the main ticket. But there are also extra tickets that you can buy to other events that are happening there, like the Health and Wellness Retreat, Change Media University with Luke Radowski, and more. Go and get the details and get signed up using code FTL over at anarchapulco.com. This event is the premier, I would say, networking, party, fun, libertarian event in the world that I've attended. It's really a great time, and I'm looking forward to going back February 15th through the 18th. Go to anarchapulco.com and use code FTL. As we go to your calls and thoughts, Rudy in Bullhead City, Arizona, listening to K-Talks. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Mike, and Will.
Hi, gents. The gentleman who's Muslim, I have a simple question. I've been wanting to ask this for 15 years.
All right.
Could you please give me an easy to understand explanation of the difference between a Shia Muslim and a Sunni?
Good question.
You know, basically the difference between the Iranians and the Saudis.
Is it so? Is that oversimplification?
Very much so, because the Iranians are a specific kind of Shia, and the Saudis are a specific heretical sect of Sunni.
The one I could get out of Wikipedia was one side believes that when Muhammad died, that it should be hereditary, meaning his son. The other side said, no, it should be the best person that could lead the faith. Is that it?
Is that what they divided on, Will, back in
that was
the old days?
That was the major issue, was whether or not it should be a democratically elected leader, that basically the community would choose the best from among them, and it would be based on, like, character. And
which side supported that?
That was the Sunnis.
The Sunnis.
And then the Shia. And the word Shia actually means sect. So to be Shia just means to not be Sunni.
Oh, really?
Basically, yeah. Anything that's not Sunni is Shia.
So the Shia said, we want descendants of Muhammad.
Well, they believed that Muhammad had declared Ali ibn Abu Talib, who was the cousin and son-in-law of the Prophet Muhammad, to be his successor. And that basically that Umar ibn al-Khattab and Abu Bakr al-Siddiq,
because Abu Bakr was second. Wasn't
yes,
he?
They colluded against Ali because they wanted to maintain the power for themselves. But that doesn't really make sense, because if that had been the case, like, Ali wasn't really that worried about it. Like, if you read the histories, Ali had no desire for conflict with Umar or with Abu Bakr, and he was very, very cooperative in their regimes. Like, he, even on issues that he disagreed with them on, he still deferred to their authority as that political leader, mm-hmm. and didn't fight. And when people fought against them in his name, he discouraged and spoke against it. So, you know, I mean, it doesn't really make sense to me that he historically would be this person that was like, look, you know, like, it's not worth the fight. The fitna is, you know, the term. It's not worth the civil strife and the arguments that it would create. As a matter of fact, the part of the reason why the Muslim world ended up the way that it did, the end of the Rashidun, which was the four rightly guided, the end of that was because Ali was trying to prevent a civil war. So he basically told Muawiyah, who was the son of the political leader that was deposed when Muhammad rose to power, look, I'll give you the kingdom, because they were the governors in Syria. I'll give you the kingdom to prevent a civil war. And he literally gave them the kingdom, and their answer was within a few years to murder his children and grandchildren. And that was what created the animosities between the Shias and the Sunni. That's why you have, like, Ashura and the holidays where they, like, some Shia sects beat themselves in the streets and stuff like that, which is totally, you know, heretical and condemned by the government of Iran and all these things. But, like, that's where that stuff comes from, is because, like, basically the people who were the political leaders at Muhammad's day that Muhammad deposed, mm-hmm. they rose back to power because Ali gave them the power and were like, look, I don't want a war, so I'll give you the crown. And even after they did that, he still murdered Ali's children and grandchildren after Ali was murdered. Like, literally hunted them down, chased them into the deserts, and slaughtered them.
So so Sunnis were the supermajority, and the Shia yeah. were the sect. They're the ones who broke away, saying, we want Muhammad to choose a successor.
They wanted a blood lineage.
Okay. Who's only blood related.
Yeah, they wanted like old school monarchy, basically.
So did Muhammad choose Abu Bakr as
Muhammad
successor?
Didn't choose any successor.
No. Okay.
There was no successor that was chosen. And there was no son. And Muhammad had three sons. They all died before they were a year old.
Go ahead, Rudy.
Some people think that was like
say,
God's plan.
Thank you so much. You've food for thought and grounds for further research. I'm more confused now, but I learned a lot. So it's kind of become the Pat Fields and McCoys. Huh? I mean, they really hate each other. Don't
there's
they?
A question. Does it become the Hatfields and McCoys?
You know what? It wasn't always like that.
You know, there right now what's going on with the animosities, I mean, it's being fueled. You know, you have Iran and Saudi Arabia, and basically the mullahs and the al-sheikhs are teaching the Muslims on either side that they should hate each other and profiting in the middle. Because basically they're just arguing over oil dominance. The one side wants to be the dominant factor in the region, and they're basically using religion as the tool to turn these different groups against each other. To keep, you know, like Pakistan has a huge Shia community, and it's constantly in upheaval, and Shia and Sunni against each other. Why? Because Iran and Saudi Arabia are constantly, Saudi Arabia more than Iran, let's just be honest, Saudi Arabia more than Iran is pushing this and stirring up these things constantly because it benefits them, you know, and because the United States wants them to sometimes, or Israel wants them to, because, I mean, honestly, they're all in bed with each other, no matter how much they try to put on a face that they're fighting with each other.
Once again, it's like we were talking about earlier, the old story, where it's the same old story, just different players, different actors. In this case, it's governments, religious people, people in power. They benefit when people that are underneath them are fighting. If people are fighting with one another and they don't realize that it's the people who are pulling the strings at the top that are the ones that are causing all these conflicts in the first place, or they want you to be distracted by these conflicts so you don't realize that you're being ruled, that's, you know, same old story. Rudy, thanks for
your... Have you seen Press TV?
That's the Iranian television channel. I have seen a little bit of it because it's available on free-to-air satellite, which we have here at the studio.
I watch it on the internet. It is fascinating. It's I want to go to Iran. There's this canyon. We go down and they did these sculptures inside of the mountain. It's just great. Anyway,
how do American visitors do in Iran? Because, you know, in North Korea, there's a chance you're not going to come back out. Is it, you know, do they treat you nice, or is it likely that you're going to end up inside a prison cell?
The doctor told me I'm terminal. I don't care. I'm going
to go see it. Right on. Well, hey, if you get out there, then call us up on Skype. It would be so cool to have somebody call from Iran.
They'd probably accuse you of spying for the CIA if you broadcast.
Accuse me?
No, him.
Well, yeah, so I guess you can't fly directly there, right? Where would you have to go to first before you went to Iran?
You go to UAE and you can get a phone.
UAE. Thank you, Rudy, for the call. You hung up there. Appreciate hearing from you here tonight. Because, yeah, like Cuba... They loosened the restrictions on Cuba, I think.
We have full relations with Cuba now.
Is that true? Because I remember when we shared the news in, I think it was 2016, toward the end of the Obama administration, where they rolled back some of the regulations, but that it wasn't full on. You're saying it's gone full on? You can trade with them now? You can visit there?
There's trade. You can visit there. What they haven't done is, like, full immigration type.
Okay. All right. Well, steps in the right direction. I'd love to see that with other countries like Iran and North Korea as well, because I think that building bridges helps solve problems between countries rather than telling people you can't go there. You can't do that. We'll see you tomorrow. FreeTalkLive.com.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at KDArmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at CATIArmor.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.